I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we are talking to a Knoxville boys soccer senior. Ezra Schmidt is today's Let's Get to Know. And Ezra, let's get to know you. First of all, pre-match ritual. When you get to the pitch, what you got to do?
Well, you got to get your stuff to the bench, and then it's a well-timed trip to the bathroom to make sure you're ready to go, if I'm going to be honest.
Anything else, you know, stretching, you know, kind of, you know, getting your mind right?
I like watching the JV guys and cheering for them and seeing how they're doing. I think that kind of gets me in the mode, gets me excited to play, watching them play.
Is there a favorite warm-up song when you get out there?
I don't think I have a favorite warm-up song. I'm not a big music before a game guy.
Post-game meal or restaurant that you'd like to go to?
I like to go to my house. My mom's a real good cook, so anything she makes, but specifically pasta, is my go-to.
Okay, Mom Schmidt's pasta. We'll have to see if we can get that on the radio station one of these days. Is there an opposing pitch that you like to play at? Maybe you've had a good game, or maybe it was just a cool facility.
Ooh, I like to play over at Pella Christian. I've played there for club, and I like playing there. I feel like it feels very similar to Randy Wilson, and that makes me feel like I could play pretty well.
Is there a favorite hobby that you have?
I like to disc golf a lot.
Disc golf. All right. Is there, I know there's one in Indianola. Is there others around the area?
I play in Pella a lot over at Central.
Favorite TV show or YouTube channel?
Ooh. Let's see. I like any of the how it's made sort of stuff. I like seeing the behind the scenes on how stuff is made, or any of the nature documentaries. You can catch me watching those sometimes.
Okay, a little PBS there.
Yep.
What high school sports and activities other than soccer are you involved in?
I did cross country this fall, bowling this winter, and I'm also playing tennis right now.
Dual sport athlete, there's a lot of those. You know, is that hard, or how easy or hard is that to keep everything straight?
It's my first time. So far, it hasn't been too bad. I imagine it'll get pretty tough on the body, but I didn't want to miss my opportunity to play tennis, so I'm going for it.
This one divides a state. Hawkeyes or Cyclones, or is there another college team that you root for?
Go Blue. I'm a Michigan fan from my dad and from his dad. But if I had to choose between those two, I'd choose Iowa.
And is there a favorite pro sports team? I think I'm beginning to see a pattern here.
Yeah, Detroit Lions are my favorite sports team, probably.
They finally are good. How is that with the Schmidt household on Sundays during football season?
It's a lot of fun. I've actually been, like, engaged in watching the games. I got used to giving up at about halftime and going to bed or whatever, but now it's fun to watch.
Best vacation you've ever been on, and what made it so great?
Ooh, I'd have to go Colorado. Just skiing with our family is a lot of fun, and I always enjoy hanging out with my brothers and cousins, so that's going to be my pick, I think.
If there's one place you haven't been to that you want to really go to the travel to see, what would it be?
I think I would go Norway or Sweden. I want to just, see that countryside. And that's, I think it'd be cool, I guess.
What's your favorite time activity to spend alone, you know, like reading, you know, drawing, whatever comes up to you?
Ooh. I like reading. I like writing a lot. I do a lot of, like, journaling sort of stuff, and I think that helps me a lot, and I also just enjoy it.
Top thing on your bucket list?
I think it's to get over to Europe. I really want to get over and see that side of the world, and I haven't yet, but I think I'll get to eventually.
Famous person in history, they can be living or not, that you'd want to spend the day with?
Ooh. I'm going to go Abraham Lincoln. I think he was a really interesting dude, and I want to see what he was all about, because I have no idea what he was actually like.
What did you want to be when you were growing up, and has that changed now?
I wanted to be, well, obviously every kid wanted to be a professional athlete, so professional soccer probably, but realistically I wanted to be an architect, and now I'm more leaning towards architectural engineering, so close, but yeah, a little bit different.
Got a college picked out, or still searching?
We're down between Missouri S&T and Iowa State.
All right. Missouri S&T is one of those that can go and learn that. If you could time travel, where would you go, past or future?
Past, for sure.
Why is that? Just to kind of relive some memory, or go back to a certain time?
I'd go back before I was alive and see probably early American history or early like British history. I think that would be where I would choose. Don't want to see the future yet. I think that's a little scary.
Yeah, it is. And if you could play another sport you currently don't participate in, what would it be?
Badminton, for sure. That's my favorite, but I can't play it.
Badminton.
All right. Well, Ezra Schmidt, thanks for letting us get to know you on today's Lely Radio Sports Page.
Thank you.